I just want to start off this morning with kind of a weird story. And I guess it's a true story. I mean, it's documented in these medical journals, and I found it in this book here referred to. But it's got a good point to it. I don't know what year it happened. It sounds to me like it happened 100 years ago, but I don't know for sure. It took place in Alabama. Anything can happen in Alabama. I don't know. I just said that. It's about a guy named Vance Vanders. Vance was, for some reason, I don't know why, but he was walking through or by a cemetery late at night, and he had this chance encounter with the local witch doctor, whatever that is, and apparently the dude waved some smelly bottle of something in his face and cursed him and said, you know, you're going to die and all this stuff. And Vance was really shaken up by this encounter, and he went home, and within a few weeks, he was just about on his deathbed. He was just so rattled by this thing. He was emaciated. He wasn't eating. They took him to the hospital. Doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. And then his wife, as kind of a last resort, his wife told Dr. Doherty, was his name, told him about this witch doctor thing. There was that. That happened a few